Welcome to Profit Rich Marketing. This show is designed to help you increase the performance of all your marketing efforts. I'm your marketing coach, Ford Sakes. Today's focus is about creating your marketing mindset, because it's your mindset that determines the efforts you take and your marketing success. Think about your role in the process. Are you the executive, entrepreneur, marketing director, business owner, or salesperson? Regardless, the Profit Rich Marketing Show will help you increase your sales and your profits. Now, here are some keys to get you started. First, check your belief systems. You know, your BS. Is your BS supporting you or getting in your way? What about your self-talk, that constant little voice in your head? Is it mostly optimistic? And you're going to also want to overcome FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt that can keep you stuck in a rut of inaction. Now, my mindset as a marketer started at age 15 when I started my first business. It was a painting company, and you can only imagine the challenges I faced, especially since I was earning minimum wage, living on my own in the projects, paying $17 a month for government housing. I can still remember my first customer lead. A prospect called asking for a quote to paint the interior of their home. I was so excited. Woohoo! One little problem. I didn't even own a paintbrush. So I went to the local paint store and I asked for help from the manager. I said, if you help me, I'll buy all my paint and supplies from you forever. At first, he was reluctant and he didn't take me very seriously. I suppose I wasn't really the model businessman. Age 15, long hair, army jacket. He went over to the shelf and he opened up a can of paint. He dipped in a new brush and then he started spackling me with paint. I said, what are you doing? He said, if you want to be a painter, you have to look like one. Then he gave me a clipboard and a calculator and instructions, and off I went. I drove to the prospect's house, walked up to the door, and just as I was ready to knock, that little voice in my head started with me, what are you doing? You don't have the skills. You don't have the experience. You're not old enough. You're not smart enough. Now, that self-talk wasn't helping me very much. Then the other voice kicked in. What have you got to lose? Go for it. So I knocked on the door. A man answered and we went through his house room by room with him telling me what he wanted. Oil base here, semi-gloss there, glaze the windows, fix the cracks in the ceilings. My mind was racing. Oh my God, what was I doing now? But I just wrote it all down. I told the man I had to go back to my office to prepare the quote. Yeah, my office. Right. I returned to the paint store and the manager helped me prepare the quote. And then back to the prospect's house I went. I walked up to the door again, and just as I was ready to knock, that little voice said, just go home, forget about it, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. But I knocked anyway. The door opened, and this time, the man's wife was home too. She took one look at me and stepped right behind her husband. Great. I handed them the quote and said, the total for the painting job is $1,025. I need 50% up front and 50% on the completion of the job. He took a look at me, took a look at the quote, and said, now, do you have any experience? Being a street smart kid, I replied, here's how we work. If you're not 100% satisfied with the work we perform, then you don't have to pay. The wife said, honey, write the boy a check. And he did. I got to my car and stared at this check for $525. That was more than I earned in a month. I thought, this is so cool. I've got to learn more about marketing and making money. By the end of the first year, I was earning $35,000 with three crews with the average age of 40 years old. Now, that was a lot of money for a teenager. The main point is, it's not your circumstances, your experience, or your marketplace, or even your competition. It's not your products or services that determine your overall marketing success. It's your mindset. Which brings us to the next point. There are really no such thing as money problems, only lack of ideas. If you want to increase your profits, then increase your creativity to generate more money-making ideas. Now it's time for a short break. When we get back, I'll help you explore the strategies necessary to unleash your creativity. Stick around.
The whole concept of thinking big is based on our discovery that you become what you think about most of the time. We encourage people to dramatically expand their idea of what is possible for them. And as they begin thinking about what is possible for them, they actually create a vacuum into which ideas, opportunities, people, resources pour to enable them to get from where they are to where they want to go. So that's why thinking big is the starting point of achieving big things.
Welcome back. I'm Ford Sakes. You're watching Profit Rich Marketing. Before the break, I promised to show you how to generate more ideas on your path to creating your marketing mindset. In this segment, we'll look at what kinds of things might be blocking your creativity. Let's take a closer look at what these are. The main three things that can get in your way and block your creativity are your perceptions, your emotions, and your culture and environment. First, your perceptions. What things mean to you, like stereotypes, or having a limited vision, or being set in your ways with habits that keep you stuck in old patterns? What about your perception of tradition versus change? Are your traditions keeping you stuck? What about your emotions? How do you feel? Does it bother you to look like a fool? Do you have fear of taking risks? Are you afraid of making a mistake or failing? Real problem solving and idea creation is messy. When you change your thoughts and change your actions, you'll get better results. And then there are cultural and environmental blocks. Things like other people's opinions, lack of cooperation and trust among colleagues or coworkers. Maybe you have a boss that stifles your ideas. Now, if they're watching with this with you, look, it's a really good idea. Don't point at them. And then there's distractions. Distractions like phone calls and easy interruptions. Did you know that it takes at least 7 minutes to get back in your stream of consciousness? You'll want to make sure you're not interrupted during the process of creating new ideas. All of these things can block your creativity. Have you ever had a big idea that you didn't take action on? Well, maybe it was your perceptions or your emotions that got in your way. Well, it almost happened to me. In 1986, I invented a product line that was used to store bicycles inside your home or apartment. Maybe you've seen them in SkyMall magazines or on airplanes, in Sharper Image or sporting goods stores. They've also been in a lot of specialty catalogs. The main line was handcrafted from solid oak and was a tension mount system that went from the floor to the ceiling to hold two bikes in limited space. Now, this protected your bikes and your home. Now, in the beginning, I tried several different ways to get the product to market. I went to bicycle races, made cold calls, called on bicycle dealers, traveled coast to coast promoting them. There were product promotions and financing problems. Man, it was a mess. As if that wasn't enough, there were outside influences from friends and associates. The main message from them was, how are you going to sell a bike rack for $200 when most people can pay 99 cents for a hook in the ceiling? It was really a tough first year, and I thought about quitting many, many times. I can assure you that my own perceptions, emotions, and environment got in the way more than just a few times. But through creativity and innovation, and using the mindset tools we're going to be exploring today, I was able to sell over $28 million worth of product in just a few short years. I've used these same tools that we're about to explore again and again to help clients differentiate themselves, to gain a competitive edge, to launch innovative publicity campaigns, and to build websites and online marketing strategies that created virtual money machines. These powerful strategies can help you develop new advertising concepts in many areas of your business beyond the marketing department. These are proven tools that you can start applying today. Think about your business, your products or services. Are you truly doing everything you can to find, attract, and keep your customers? Are you allowing self-imposed limitations to hold you back? What's your opinion of yourself as a creative person? Well, it's time to break through those limitations, use your resources, and expand your creativity. You deserve it. Wow, might seem like a lot to think about, but actually, it's all about your BS. You remember, your belief systems that can either get in your way or launch you to success. Make a commitment today to identify those things that might be blocking you and work on increasing your creativity. Realize that it's your mindset that determines your marketing success. Now it's time for a short break. Make sure to grab a pen and notepad, along with a few sheets of paper, the kind without the lines on it, and get ready as I reveal my favorite marketing mindset tools for you.
Well, the winner's edge is made up of 10 common denominators of success traits that are so uncommon because so few people practice them, and yet they're secrets that all of us can practice. The idea of deserving to win, having the belief in your potential. How do you develop healthy self-esteem? The understanding of desire with passion. Why passion fuels goals. The idea of optimism, why optimism is self-fulfilling, that you get what you expect more than what you want, and why focus and specificity are so important, because most people are very vague, and the reason they don't reach their goals is they never really set them in the first place. This program will help you understand why goal setting, why the mental mindset, and how to develop the mindset of a champion. So what I feel like is a good coach for a world-class person, just as you'd have a great coach for a world-class athlete.
Thanks for tuning back into TSTN. I'm Ford Sakes. I've used the tools I'm about to share with you to help organizations achieve amazing improvements in their marketing results, and you can use them too. You may be familiar with some of these techniques, but I'm sure you'll have a new appreciation for them as they apply to your marketing strategies. Now, have you ever heard of idea mapping or mind mapping? It's one of my favorite creativity tools. Idea mapping is a simple technique that you can use to capture and organize your thoughts visually all on one page. Idea maps are especially helpful for brainstorming to help you think up new ideas more quickly and easily. Here's how to get started. Take out a blank piece of paper, one without the lines. You want it without the lines because the lines can restrict the natural flow of thoughts. Turn the paper landscape with the long side along the top. Next, in the center of the page, draw an image or print the words that represent your main theme or topic you want to brainstorm. For example, you might start with ideas for new products or how to sell product X. State it in the form of a question: who, how, what, or why. You decide. Allow plenty of white space for the rest of the map, too. At first, your idea maps might be pretty simple branches with lines and a few words, and that's okay. As you practice, you will become more creative. This will also help you create new connections between ideas and concepts. A picture really is worth a thousand words. It stimulates the brain to think up new associations, and it focuses the thoughts, and it results in much better recall of the content at a later date. So draw pictures to represent your ideas. Now, they can be simple stick figures, sketches, symbols, whatever makes sense to you. The brain works by association. So by connecting the main branch to the central branches, the brain links those elements together. The main branch words and images stimulate other thoughts and associations. The branches also allow a random flow of your thoughts as you add other levels of thought to your map. Next, start a second level of thought. These words and or images are linked to the main branch that triggered them. Add more branches and levels of thoughts as ideas come to you. Feel free to jump from branch to branch as the mood strikes you. Now remember, you can use pictures, line drawings, patterns, shapes, symbols, boxes, circles, and especially use color. I encourage you to use this new tool as much as you can. Use it in meetings, sales presentations, and of course, when you're planning your marketing strategies. Well, I started out making most of my idea maps by hand. I now use software called Mind Manager. Now, you can find that online, but don't think that you need to get the software. Start right away using paper and pen to open your mind and expand your creativity. I'm sure you'll quickly see how using idea mapping can help you and your team. Now, here's a quick review of the rules for group brainstorming. First, Set a time frame. Generally, the shorter the better, like 15 to 30 minutes max. Second, go wild. The goal is to collect as many ideas as possible from all the participants. All ideas are welcome, no matter how silly or far out they seem. Be creative and piggyback on other ideas too. The more ideas, the better. At this point, you don't know what's going to work. Third, and this one's important, absolutely no discussions during the brainstorming session. Talking about the ideas will take place after the brainstorming session is complete. Do not criticize or judge other people's ideas. Seriously, don't even groan, frown, or laugh. If you do, you'll hamper the creative process. If someone says, "Hey, I think it should be blue," and you groan or make some snippy comment, you'll kill the creative process. Not only for that person, but other people will be reluctant to speak up for fear of being embarrassed. Fourth, write all ideas on a flip chart or whiteboard so the whole group can easily see them. Now, here's another great tip. If you're in an organization that's had trouble with brainstorming, either because of certain people, egos, or office politics, or maybe having trouble getting a large list of ideas, try sending out a memo to each of the people before the meeting. Ask them to prepare a few ideas on paper and then come to the meeting. Another way you can get around the issue of your problem children in your organization is to have a stack of sticky notes in the conference room so people can participate anonymously. Oh, and remember, make sure they're all the same color so people don't know whose idea is whose. Now let's talk about making your final selections. When all ideas have been recorded, combine ideas as much as possible. Next, vote to select the best 3 to 5 ideas. Then, evaluate and plan how you're going to implement the new ideas. Now, let's review what we've covered so far. That it's your mindset that determines the actions you take. Without action, you cannot improve your results. Why improving your creativity helps your mindset as well as your business. Now, we've discussed removing the mental blocks that get in your way, like certain perceptions, emotions, or your environment. And then we took a look at idea mapping and brainstorming basics to stimulate your mind. It's time for a break to let your creative juices incubate. Now, when we return, we'll explore another one of my proven strategies to help you keep moving forward to profit-rich marketing success. Don't go away. You won't want to miss what's coming up next.
When you tune into Paradigm Shift, you're going to learn how to break through all those barriers that have been holding you back.
Welcome back. I'm Ford Sakes. You're watching TSTN. Before the break, I promised to show you how to generate more ideas on your path to creating your marketing mindset. The next big idea technique is an old favorite. Maybe you've heard of it. It's an acronym called SCAMPER. I've used this technique many times for generating new ideas for products and promotions. It's helped me and our creative team get unstuck during idea sessions. Write down these letters vertically on your notes. S-C-A-M-P-E-R. SCAMPER. The SCAMPER technique uses a set of directed questions which you answer about your opportunity, marketing concept, or product promotion in order to come up with new ideas. S, substitute. Think about substituting part of your product or process for something else. By looking for something to substitute, you can often come up with new ideas. For example, we changed the brackets on the bike racks to hold skis and skates. This one change expanded our product line and our market share. Next, C, combine. Think about combining two or more parts of your product to achieve a different product or process or to enhance synergy. Ask yourself, what materials, features, processes, people, or products can I combine into something new of value? We combined the bike rack product with a series of coupons from other sporting goods vendors and increased the perceived value of the purchase. Think about one of your products. What could you combine to create a new product or special offer? A. Adapt. What if you were to change the characteristics of a component? What would happen then? We improved the aluminum extrusion design of the bike rack to reduce weight for shipping expense. This change saved us over $20,000 a year. So don't tell me this system doesn't work. It really does. M. Modify. Think about changing all or part of the current situation or to distort it in an unusual way. By forcing yourself to come up with new ways of working, you are often prompted into different products or processes. For example, we modified the product packaging to fit the end cap displays in Walmart and Target stores. P. Put to other uses. Think of what you could reuse from somewhere else. Ask yourself something like, who, what industry, or what else might be able to use it? For example, we use the bike racks to hold large picture frames in art galleries. E. Eliminate. Think of what might happen if you eliminated various parts of the product or process. We eliminated the bicycles from the promotional photos of the bike rack so that the bike rack was the main focus, and it increased our response over 25%. That was huge. That brings us to R. Rearrange, reverse. Think about what you would do if part of your product worked in reverse order, or maybe in a different order altogether. You can use this to see your subject matter from many different angles. Now, we turned the product around on our pull system to hold two more bikes. Just by modifying it a little bit, this one change alone added more than $100,000 to our bottom line in just the first year. Now, of course, not all of the questions for Scamper will fit with every scenario, but you will need to extract the meaning of each question and develop your own, which is directly relevant to your situation. Try this technique for yourself, and you will certainly improve at coming up with new ideas. Well, that's all we have time for today. Start now to create the enhanced mindset. Use idea mapping. Follow the brainstorming guidelines and implement the Scamper formula to generate new ideas. You'll benefit from the results immediately. Now remember, whether you're an entrepreneur, CEO, marketing director, or a staff member, everyone on the team plays an important role in making sure all of your marketing efforts add value and make a profit. Thank you for joining me today on Profit Rich Marketing. I'm Ford Sakes, and you've been watching TSTN. Until next time, take action on delivering the right message to the right market using the best method.
Director, thinker, relator, or socializer, which one are you? Find out by tuning into my show, People IQ, only on the Success Training Network.
Welcome to Profit Rich Marketing. This show is designed to help you increase the performance of all your marketing efforts. I'm your marketing coach, Ford Sakes, and this is going to be exciting. I'm going to reveal a system that has literally earned me and my clients millions of dollars, and I'm going to share it with you today. This system was created through a lot of trial and error, several successes, and a few big blunders along the way. I've spent millions perfecting it. It's a system that's easy to learn, and with a bit of practice, it will become a helpful process for creating explosive growth in your business. Now, it works for all types of industries and all types of companies, regardless of your size, products, or your services. It works for advertising, publicity, online marketing, and traditional marketing strategies too. At first glance, it might seem a bit oversimplified, but please don't be too quick to judge it until you've actually applied it to your business. All I ask today is that you approach this system with an open mind. Make sure you have a pen and paper ready because you're going to want to capture this system. This system I'm talking about is my trademarked PSP system. It stands for Positioning System for Profits, or PSP. It helps you focus your efforts and connect the right message to the right target market using the most effective marketing methods. We'll review the components first, and then I'll show you how it can be applied to your organization. Please write down the following words. Make sure to leave enough lines between them. Message, market, and methods. Now, next to the word message, write the words the why. Next to the word market, write the words the who. Next to the word method, write the words the how. Your message refers to your benefit message. For market, that means your target market. For methods, I'm referring to advertising and publicity methods with two subcategories, online and offline. Now, it seems simple enough. Well, you'd be surprised how many paid professionals, advertising agencies, and businesses miss the mark entirely. Sure, I'm sure you understand these simple concepts. I'm not trying to insult your intelligence, but face it, are you really 100% sure that you're sending the best marketing message to the right target market using the most and effective profitable methods? The real magic of this system is creating profit-rich combinations. These are like digits of a padlock. If you don't have the right combination, you cannot open the lock and unlock your profits for your products and services. Now, don't take my word for it. Go look at your website. Look at your brochures or your other marketing materials. Are you trying to send the same message to multiple markets or buyers? Are you tracking the results so you know which marketing methods give you the best performance? I've learned the hard way that profit can hide a lot of mistakes. Why waste your money, time, and other resources on combinations that just don't produce? When you master this system, you'll be able to virtually stamp out wasted marketing efforts and easily increase your results. It really works. For example, I was the inventor of a line of oak and aluminum bicycle storage systems that went from floor to ceiling. They held bikes inside your home. At first, my message was, protect your bikes. My target market was bicycle owners that attended bike racers because they usually invested the most money in their bikes. I thought that would be the best market, right? It made sense. And my method of getting that message to the target market was to attend major bicycle races across the country and set up a sales booth at the finish line. After attending several races, I'd only sold a handful of orders, mostly sympathy sales. You know, people felt sorry for me, so they ordered. Hardly worth the time and effort. Okay, it was a total bust. After applying the PSP method, now I didn't call it that at the time, I changed the message, changed the market, and changed the method. Now, as a marketer who usually believes in testing, usually I suggest only changing one element at a time. But sometimes you just need to reevaluate what you're doing and make drastic changes. Would you like to know what I did to turn it around and generate over $80,000 in orders in just 3 days? Then stick around, because after the break, I'll tell you exactly how I did it.
Dare to dream. Every day on the Success Training Network.
Welcome back. I'm Ford Sakes. You're watching TSTN. Before the break, we were talking about the PSP method, matching the right message to the best market using the most effective methods. I told you that my attempts at selling bike racks at bicycle races weren't working. So here's what I did to earn over $80,000 in 3 days and launch a company that went on to sell over $28 million. First, I listed out all of the compelling benefits I could think of. Next, I created a list of the types of prospects that could use those benefits. And then I made a list of the potential marketing methods that I could use. Again, sounds like a simple marketing plan, but what I did next was mix and match the combinations to determine the best way to sell the most with the least amount of effort and earn the most money. So my message changed from protect your bikes to earn more money in your store. My market changed from end user consumers who owned bikes to bicycle dealers, specialty catalogs, and mass merchant stores. My marketing methods changed from consumer shows that are open to the public to industry type shows that are for private businesses only. After exhibiting at the first industry show, I collected orders over 80 grand. Okay, now that created a whole host of other issues like production, cash flow, and management, but those were things that I could fix now that I had the right combinations to keep the orders flowing in. I could share hundreds of other real life examples of how this system works, but I want you to start using it right away. Let's start with a clear understanding of features and benefits. Again, one of those concepts you probably think you fully understand. Well, let's see. On your notepad, create two columns. On the left column at the top, write the word features. On the right-hand column, write the word benefits. Think about one of your products or services. What are the top three features and related benefits that come to mind? I'm going to give you just about 3 or 4 seconds to think about that and write them down in the appropriate column. Okay, that was 2 seconds. How did you do? If you cannot come up with them quickly, how much time do you think your prospects are going to spend trying to figure it out? The funny thing is, I found that over 80% of the people involved in marketing and selling don't really understand the difference. And that's one of the main reasons most marketing efforts don't work. Most people communicate the features of their product or their service, and they neglect to even mention the benefits. Remember, benefits attract attention, and features support and substantiate your claims. Now, you need them both, but benefits come first. Now, if you're having trouble knowing for sure, this should help. Benefits are emotion or feeling based, and usually non-tangible. They are the end result of your product or service. A benefit answers the question, what's in it for me? If what you're saying is about you, your product or service, or your company, then it's a feature. Now, it's easy to get confused. Here are the magic words that will help you convert a feature into a benefit. Just ask yourself, which means, or so what? For example, 15 years experience, feature or benefit? It's a feature. If you ask which means, you'll end up with benefits like trust and confidence. For a car advertisement that says 0 to 60 in 10.8 seconds. Again, it's a feature. The benefit is the feeling that that gives you. When you try to sell features, you're making the prospect do all the work to figure out why they want it. And most of the time, there are too many interruptions and people having an ever-growing shorter attention span. Now, here's a valuable exercise. Write down an action step to review every sales pitch or marketing message you've used with a keen eye to identify the benefits. Use two different color highlighters, one color for features, one color for benefits. I'm pretty sure you know which color is going to run out first. If you look carefully and honestly, you'll most likely find that your benefits are really just more features. Now, we've got to take a short break. When we return, we're going to go even deeper into this marketing strategy of the PSP method, attracting and making the right message to the right market using the most effective marketing methods. Stay tuned.
Subscribe to A Better Life every day, only on the Success Training Network.
Welcome back to Profit Rich Marketing. I'm Ford Sakes. Now, before the break, we talked about converting features into benefits. Another important step related to benefit messages is crafting your compelling USPs. The concept for USPs, which stands for Unique Selling Proposition, is used by thousands of marketers like me to create benefit messages in advertising, branding, and in promotions. Now, it was first defined by Rosser Reeves over 60 years ago in his book, Reality in Advertising, and it's just as important now as it was back then. Some good examples of products with a clear USP, see if you recognize them. You get rid of dandruff. It's from Head & Shoulders. You get younger looking skin. It's from Olay. You get stimulation of body and mind. That's from Red Bull. Now, here are some USPs that were pioneers when they were introduced. You get fresh, hot pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less. Of course, that's Domino's Pizza. How about this one? Your package absolutely, positively has to get there overnight. FedEx. The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Of course, that's M&M's. It helps you build strong bones 12 ways. Wonder Bread. Now, it's common to have different USPs for different product lines and markets. For my company, Prime Concepts, we use USPs like we help you find, attract, and keep your customers using our unique PSP method for maximizing your results. Another one we use is get on the first page of Google and dramatically increase your website traffic in less than an hour. And we help our clients dramatically improve their marketing results by as much as 500% using our unique three-part system. Now, it's not about the number of words as much as it's about communicating the value you offer in a unique and memorable way. If I were to ask you your unique selling propositions, what would you say? To help you define your USPs, keep these points in mind. Each marketing message must make a proposition to the customer, like buy this product and you'll get this specific benefit. The proposition itself must be unique, something that the competitors do not or will not offer. The proposition must be strong enough to pull in new customers to the product. Use this strategy to help you define your USPs. Step number one, ask yourself these questions. What is my business really good at? What benefit is unique to our offer? What aspects of my business is totally unique? Who is the target market for this benefit? And what do I provide that no other competitor does? Step number two, ask somebody else. Ask a client or customer why they selected you. What is it about your company, service, or products that they like? Now, step number three, imagine you're the customer. Come up with a reason to do business with your company. Then ask yourself, so what? And keep asking yourself this question until you've generated something very unique and special. Your USP should beg the question, how do you do that? Ready for a virtual hot seat? How many USPs can you list for your products and services? Do you have at least one USP already? How effective are they in helping you increase your sales? Are they working? If not, you'll have the framework and the strategy to create new ones. Your customer's buying decisions will ultimately reflect his or her own needs, but your ability to fit into that need structure will be tied to how effectively you communicate your product's USP. How well do you know your prospects and your customers now? The next component in the PSP method is to define your target markets. For the PSP method to work, you'll need a clearer profile of who your customers are, where they live and work, what they do in their spare time, what magazines they read, what shows they watch, like TSTN, how they make their buying decisions, and so on. The formal process is to use market segmentation to define your target market. There's two parts to this. First part is use demographics. Those are statistics. Things like age, how many children, the middle-aged or elderly, gender, male or female, or education. Income, high, low, marital status. You get the point. The next one is psychographics. It's your lifestyles. You want to make sure that you segment your market by their lifestyle, the things, their behaviors, the things that they do. Like, are they conservative? Are they exciting? Are they trendy? What about the economical factors or social class? How do they make opinions? Do they make them easily? Or are they real opinionated in what they do? Activities and interests. Sports, physical fitness, shopping, books. You need to know what do they read? What do they watch? What do they do? Attitudes and beliefs. Are they an environmentalist? Are they security conscious, etc.? And how do they buy? Seasonally, locally, only in volume? What's their buying process? So who are your customers? Do you have more than one target market? Are you sure that you're sending the best message to the best market using the best method? Is your product sold worldwide or in a national scope? Or is it more likely to sell in your own region or community? Keep in mind your target market when you're crafting your marketing messages, especially when you're crafting your USPs. Now, we're getting ready for a break. After the break, we're going to cover even more ways of how you can use the PSP method to dynamically grow your business.
Chris Guerrero is a good friend. He's probably one of the most knowledgeable people I've ever met on physical fitness.
He knows the body, he knows how it relates to the mind, and he knows how it relates to the soul. And he ties all that together, one of the best teachers I've ever seen.
Listen carefully to what Chris has to say.
Glad to have you back. I'm Ford Sakes. You're watching TSTN. Now let's explore the final element of the profit-rich marketing success method. The marketing methods. The goal here is to have you identify which methods you're using now, rate their effectiveness, and consider new combinations to help you increase your sales and profits. It's not to show you how each marketing method works this time. We're going to have to save that for future episodes. I just want you to be aware that the marketing methods by themselves are only part of the system. You still need to have a compelling message to send to the appropriate target market. Okay, let's separate marketing methods into two main categories. Advertising, where you're paying to get your message delivered to a specific market. You can control the cost, and you have to spend a little bit more, but you do have the control over it. Publicity and public relations, where you're leveraging the efforts of others as third-party endorsements. These have a lower cost and are sometimes free, and you don't have as much control, but they have a high perceived value in the marketplace. Now that's pretty basic, but it's important to consider as you map out the different combinations you're using now. I also like to categorize these methods a bit deeper by using online, which is the web, and offline, which you'd consider traditional marketing methods. As I get ready to cover this list, don't worry about writing them all down. We're going to cover them fast. I just want you to think about the methods you're using now. Here's a quick list of online methods. A website, a mini site for one product, or a full deep content site. Pay-per-click advertising, like Yahoo or Google AdWords. Email marketing, e-newsletters, autoresponders, advertisements in other people's e-zines, ads on other people's websites, banner and button ads, reciprocal linking strategies, links from other sites to you and from you, using traditional offline methods to drive traffic to your website. And then there's social networking sites and blogs, multimedia, video, audio, interactivity, online publicity, getting your content and articles on other people's websites, and many, many more. Okay, whew, take a breath. Now here's a quick list of a few traditional offline methods. I'm sure you're already familiar with these. Direct mail, sales letters and postcards, unique mailing packages, printed materials, brochures, flyers, catalogs, print ads in magazines and newspapers, telemarketing calls, radio and TV advertisements, advertising specialty items like pens, hats, and clothing, trade shows, consumer shows, all different types of signage and point of purchase displays, in sales calls and media and news releases, and about 10,000 others, way too many to mention. So how do you analyze your marketing methods? You can follow these simple steps. First, look at the messages you're using on a particular method. Identify the main benefit and the call to action. How are your prospects supposed to respond? Second, you evaluate the customer profile that you're aiming the piece towards. Is the message aimed properly? Third, calculate the conversions from the impressions to actions, as in leads, requests, calls, or sales. On the web, this is known as visitor value. Sales divided by the total number of visitor. This tells you what each visitor is worth. And the fourth way to rate it is use combinations of a scale of 1 to 10 to figure out which marketing methods are the most profitable. Some methods are easier to rate than others. Fifth, look for combinations that perform the best and then replicate them. For the methods that don't perform for you, see if it's your marketing message or the target market you're aiming at, or maybe it's the marketing method. Then test again. Well, now you have the magic formula, which means for converting features into benefits. You have your USPs and all the other things we've talked about today on your marketing methods. Just remember to connect the right message to the right market and the right target market. That's all we have time for today.